Well, how many acres was it?
160.
160. Now, did y'all have primarily cows, cattle?
Cattle, and then my dad's had some teams, and I had a riding horse. Mother had a riding horse. And then sometimes he would cut the timber to sell to the coal miners, coal props.
Okay.
And the mines would buy lagon. They called it lagon, you know, they were big 16 feet long poles, and they were only about 2 or 3 inches at the small end, and I don't think. And that was lagon.
L-A-G-I-N?
I guess.
L-A-G-I-N? Lagon? Mm-hmm. I haven't heard of that word. That's helpful. I'm wondering what kind of fences that you had on the farm here. You have like barbed wire?
Oh yes, there's barbed wire.
Woven wire?
Uh-huh. There's barbed wire and it's awfully old, too.
Okay. What would you call a fence that was made completely out of wood? Would you call that a pole fence?
I imagine. There used to be some fence down on the highway, and it wasn't nailed, you know. They went crisscross.
I just wonder if you ever heard of rail fence. Is that?
Yeah, I imagine that would be. Would that be what they call this rail fence that went together like this?
I think that might be. That's what I was.
And come out here.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was. Wondering. Now, a fence that you kept cattle in or horses.
Corrals.
Yeah.
A corral fence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is that what you call them? Near
yeah.
the.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, where was the corral? That was near.
Back of the barn.
Back of the barn. Okay. And the place where you let cattle out to graze, what would you call that area?
Pasture.
Okay. And a place where you had a crop growing, what would you call that?
Fields.
Okay. Okay.
Field of potatoes and
right.
field of...
Right. Yeah. Did you have any hogs?
Yes.
I'm wondering, what did you feed them or where did you keep the feed?
We fed them the skim milk from the cows we milk. And we would get scraps.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wondered if you had anything like a corn crib or anything like that.
Not only when we decided to fatten to butcher, we fed them corn.
Okay. And you kept that in?
You had to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
We had
to buy corn.
But you kept that in a what? A
feed box?
A feed box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You wouldn't call it a corn crib, would you?
No, we didn't have any crib. We didn't have that much.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever heard of a go-devil? It's a farming implement. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah, they used to talk about it.
What is a go-devil?
I can't explain it to you.
Is it like a buck rake? Is it a type of cultivator?
I guess. We didn't have one.
Okay.
We never had one.
Okay.
I still got some of the rakes and stuff like that my dad had.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the, you say you have some of the rakes that he,
And then we have the disc that he would disc the fields with. Mm. There's a mowing machine out there to cut the hay with.
Okay, those are some things that I was interested in.
Machines, rakes, hay racks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of, you ever heard of a gee-whiz?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
How about, did you have any buck scrapers, things like that? Fresnos or
yeah, we had Fresnos and
slips.
There's
okay.
two of them out there now.
Okay. What's a slip?
Well, it is Fresno
smaller
works
than a
better.
Fresno, it's got two handles.
And it's got two handles, and you get it full. Then when you want to empty it, you bring it up and
okay.
Hold it
okay.
Up.
Did you have any harrows like a spring tooth harrow or?
Yeah.
Spike tooth harrow or
yeah.
those tools that you're familiar with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what they called them?